After ISIS posted a video of a Jordanian air pilot being burned alive, Jordan responded with mourning, horror, and anger. Jordan's King Abdullah promised an immediate response, starting with airstrikes against the Sunni militant group. And there were even rumors that he would lead a squadron of fighter jets himself. Those rumors turned out to be false, but he is a certified helicopter pilot, and he remains commander-in-chief of Jordan's armed forces. King Abdullah II assumed the throne in 1999, following the death of his father, King Hussein. After attending university in England and the United States, he served in the Jordanian military.
And it was really the last year, just before I graduated from high school, when my father said, you know, I'd really like you to go to the military and follow my footsteps at Sandhurst.
Now, Jordan is a constitutional monarchy, but the king wields the most power. He appoints the prime minister and all the members of the Senate. He can also dissolve the House of Deputies.
Jordan is often characterized as a benign or an enlightened dictatorship, but it is still a pretty tough a set of controls that you have.
In many cases, sometimes you take two steps forward, one step back. There is resistance to change. There's a resistance to ideas.
As leader of Jordan, he has devoted a significant amount of time and energy to achieving peace in the Middle East, specifically the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. His wife, Queen Rania, who comes from a family with Palestinian origins, has also been very outspoken about the issue. She worked at Apple before meeting her husband, and as queen, she has used her celebrity to fight for the rights of women and children around the world.
I personally think that Islam in and of itself does not subjugate women and does not hold them back. But certain people choose to interpret Islam in a way that does hold women back.
Here in Jordan, one of the stories you often hear is that the king will go out in public in disguise to see what life is like for ordinary Jordanians. And he's made tackling the economy a big part of his agenda, especially as the country has been hard hit by the recent financial crisis.
You know, my role is to be able to get food on the table. What I'm trying to say by that is trying to create a vibrant, capable, and effective middle class.